Bipolar Moisture.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Bipolar Way Podcast. I'm your host, Joe. You can email me at bipolarway@yahoo.com. You can also check out bipolarway.wordpress.com for a bit of a blog and some information there. I'm working on that site, trying to build it up to have some great information, some good links. Right now it's a work in progress, so it's mainly just a little bit of ramblings from me, but we're going to turn it into a bit more of a complete resource as time goes by. Today I want to talk a little bit about a study I read about. I mentioned this on the Facebook, so if you happen to know me on Facebook through Captain Joe Jones or through the Twitter at BipolarWayPCAST, you might have already heard about this, but if not, we're going to go ahead and talk about it anyway. There's a study put out by an institute in Sweden that says that they have found that being bipolar does not increase your likelihood of violent crime. What they are finding is that if you're bipolar and do not have drug abuse problems, that you're not more likely to commit violent crimes. Now, when drug abuse problems are present, the violent crime risk goes up. Basically, it's saying it isn't being bipolar makes you mean. It's being a drug addict, a severe substance abuse. That's what causes you to have all kinds of wild and crazy acts and, you know, do mean things and, you know, get involved in violent crime. And a lot of people in the world have this stigma that mentally ill people are violent and unstable. And that's just really sad because most of the, if not all, of the mentally ill people I have ever dealt with in my life, in real life and here on the internet, I don't think any of them would jump on my shoulder and stab a pencil into my neck without a good reason, you know? I mean, it's just not a part of their profile. It's not a part of who I think these people are or who I think I am myself. Yeah, I get angry. I get angry probably more than normal people, you know, with a soaring rage. But for the same reason that normal people don't do things like that, I don't do things like that. I have morals. I have values. I have the fear of punishment from the law. I don't want to go to prison. I don't want to, you know, disrespect my personal religious beliefs, you know, things like that. And a lot of people have all these kind of things, morals and religious beliefs and the teachings of right and wrong that are just commonly accepted in our society as in, i.e., you don't kill people, that is wrong. You know, so this whole stigma that mentally ill people are more prone to be violent is a little troublesome because I find that mentally ill people, especially bipolar people in general, tend to be more empathetic because of the fact that we know what suffering really is. We know what it's like to be depressed. We know what it's like to go down some of those dark, dark roads, and therefore we are more likely to be kind and helpful. Now, I'm not saying that all of us are kind and helpful, but I'm saying that it is in my experience that I've come across a whole lot more kind and helpful people than I've ever came across people who were more likely to try to use a spoon to dig out my heart. You know, so I'm glad to see, though, that this study proves that we as a whole do not generally engage in that kind of behavior unless inspired by another set of circumstances, such as drug abuse. Now, if drug abuse causes you to be more likely to do violent crimes, I bet you would find that drug abuse is probably more likely to make you do violent crimes, whether or not you're mentally ill anyway. People who are so-called normal, who become hooked on drugs, are probably just as likely to be violent criminals as bipolar people that are hooked on drugs. It becomes a drug issue, and the drugs make people, you know, the serious substance abuse makes people more likely to do these things. And that's why we need to work hard to get screening done across this country. That's why we need to work hard to see that people get checked out, because so many people self-medicate. And this self-medication may lead to more violence, which in turn leads to people thinking that mentally ill people in general are violent, which in turn deepens the stigma against us and could lead to things like, I don't know, you know, they could lead to regulations against us, you know, kind of, I have a whole X-Men kind of theory thing going on in my head, you know, I could see it going to where we have to register as a certain way, and then they have to keep tabs on us because we're so dangerous and all that, and that's not true, and we all know it's not true, but, drug abuse is showing that it can destroy us. Even the bipolar community is threatening, you know, and I'm talking about serious drug abuse, talking about like heroin and crack cocaine and things like that, you know, they're really just destroying everything they touch. They're destroying the people they touch, they're destroying the communities they touch, and they're, you know, like, they're reaching out to destroy other things, like the bipolar community, the mental ill community, things like that, because of the fact that if it becomes associated with us, we're going to go through and experience that kind of stigma as well, on top of the stigmas we already face with just being generally mentally ill. So I'm really encouraged by the fact that study shows that being just bipolar without drug abuse problems is not making you more likely to do anything, whereas, you know, it's pointing to being a drug user as the catalyst for the violent act. So, you know, that's why it's a good reason. If you know somebody who you think is bipolar and is on drugs, you know, try their best to see if you can't lure to convince them to see a legitimate professional, so you can help save them before they go get locked up in a unpleasant institution, because, you know, a jail for the criminally insane or something, because, you know, they get self-medicating, they get hooked on drugs, they do some craziness to get more drugs, and gets picked up and they get seen, okay, they're mentally ill and violent, so that's thrown away, and I mean, that's lock them away and throw away the key. So you don't want, we all want to avoid that for our friends and family and people that we know, so, you know, we need to keep a lookout for each other and make sure that we're all, you know, trying to take care of ourselves the proper way, not through self-medication, but through seeing of health professionals. And I mean, you know, I would say what you want about the whole healthcare thing. You know, we're supposed to be doing something about getting everybody health care real soon. I'm not going to debate the politics on it, but I am going to say that it's important that we make sure that everybody is screened properly, that we're taking care of ourselves properly, and that everything is on the up and up. If you have children that you suspect are bipolar, you may want to get them screened so that later in life they don't become self-medicators and do drugs and end up doing violent crime. Because a lot of times, when you go do a violent crime and you become diagnosed or previously diagnosed with a mental illness, they put you in places where they don't have to really let you out at the end of the sentence, where it's up to the doctors in the building whether or not they want to let you go. You know, you start becoming one of those situations to where you're locked up until they say you're well. Not until you end your sentence. You do your sentence plus, you know, 50 years if they want it, if they think that's what it takes to get you out, you know, before they're satisfied. So you would definitely want to check that out, not get involved in a situation like that. So definitely check people, get your people checked out. If you see somebody in your family that looks like they might have a mental illness of some sort, go ahead, tell them to get checked out, encourage them to see a doctor. There's nothing wrong with going to see somebody about these issues. There's no difference between seeing a psychiatrist to get them for mental illness than there is to see, say, you know, a foot doctor about a foot problem. You know, it's about the same thing, or a heart doctor about a heart problem. So definitely get that checked out. I'm also finding here a bit of an interesting thing coming up that is driving me absolutely crazy. That I'm finding that I am stressing out very much whenever I hear people moving around, not much, you know, right outside of my house. I don't know if this is a me issue or a bipolar issue, but boy, it can drive me nuts when I think somebody's moving around right outside my house. Like, my neighbors are mowing the lawn. It always makes me so nervous. I don't know why, but it just drives me crazy. and it makes me just on edge because, I don't know, I'm just always worried that I'm doing something wrong or something like that. I'm just nerved out by it, and it really just worries me out. So, I was just wondering, do any of y'all ever have any of those kind of issues in that situation with people around you, being close to you, doing things to you that you don't know, making you kind of nervous whenever they're approaching what may be your safe zone, someplace that, you know, was supposed to be kind of a sanctuary for you and everything else like that? Say, like, my house is my sanctuary. This is where I can kind of feel safe and secure. And to hear things going on right outside of it makes me very nervous and upset because it seems like it's threatening the safety of the sanctuary. And do any of y'all ever feel like that? Do you need a safe place? Is there a sanctuary place or room or something like that you have? Because that something bother you or somebody mess with? So I'm just kind of, you know, curious as to how that goes on. And if so, let me know if I'm the only one. You can email me at bipolarway@yahoo.com. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what you think. If you love it, if you like it, if you hate it, if you think I'm crazy, that kind of thing. I would love to hear from you guys, so definitely check on that. We're going to go ahead and cut off now, make it a little 10-minute episode. I do apologize for it being so short, but like I say, this whole nerve thing is going to pop up on me, and I want to check it, definitely want to check it out, but I don't want to lose the information we were talking about earlier with the stigma thing. So, you know, we're still getting in the groove of things here, switching over from the old Bipolar Nation into the Bipolar Way. So, yeah, definitely hang in there with me, and we'll put up a little bit of a longer episode next time. So, until next time, everybody, I wish you all much peace.